Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministry Word Wednesday. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I am joined by my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we are getting ready to go into the Word of God for 1 hour. Just 1 hour in the Word of God will change your life. We are located at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, and our services are on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. You are guaranteed to have a life-changing experience as we worship God together. Amen. So let us go into prayer, and then we're going to go right into the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. And God, we ask, Father God, that you will have your way. Hallelujah. During this time of Bible study, oh God, this time of parting, this time of going into your word, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will have your way and let your will be done, oh God. We ask that you will save souls, that you will change lives, that you will set the captives free, oh God. Lord, you have a word to speak to your people, oh God, and your people have gathered to hear what thus says the Lord. So speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord, into the ear gates of the people who are listening live and those who are listening via the recording. God, we ask that you will speak and that you will manifest yourself, manifest your word, oh God, in their lives. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name. We pray blessings upon every life, God, upon every family, upon every child. We pray your blessings upon the people of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we bind up the hands of the enemy, oh, God, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. They are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, oh, God. And what you have for them is for them, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. So, Lord, have your way as we go into your word. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight I want to talk. We're going to be talking tonight about moving forward when quitting is not an option. Moving forward when giving up, when quitting is not an option. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right into the scripture. We're going to start with Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. Amen. Matthew 8, 23. Turn your Bibles. I pray that you have your Bibles. I pray that you have your pen and your paper. Go into the Word. God will meet you as you turn the pages of your Bible. God will meet you as you put your eyes upon His Word. Let His Word enter through not only through your ear gate, but also through your eye gate. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And it reads, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I preached a sermon on Sunday. There is victory in Jesus. And this was the text. This is a part of the text that I came from. I came from Matthew chapter 8 and verses 14 through verses 28. So this is a part of the scripture that I preach from on Sunday. There is victory in Jesus. And, you know, this thing about the storm caught my attention and continues to grab a hold of my attention, because here we have Jesus and his disciples, and they're in the middle of a storm. Notice that I said Jesus and his disciples, because no matter what the storm is, no matter what's going on in your life, you are not alone. You are not in that storm by yourself. Jesus is in that storm with you. He said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. Lo, he will always be with us. Amen. Jesus even told the disciples that when I go away, when I leave, I'm going to send you another comforter. Come on, somebody. Another counselor. Somebody that will be with you. And that comforter, that counselor, came in the form of the Holy Spirit. And that is how Jesus allows the Holy Spirit of Jesus is how God always manages to be with us, amen, through his Spirit. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to always be with us, amen, in order that he could always be with us, because, you know, there's no separation of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. So God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are with you in the middle of your, amen, in the middle of what you're going through. So it caught my attention because they're in the middle of a storm. And what I find, Pastor Anthony, is that many people that I talk to are going through. They're going through a storm, amen. They're going through a hard time. They're finding it hard to hold on. They feel like giving up. They're under a spiritual attack. It seems like Murphy's Law is working in their lives, and no matter what could go wrong, everything that could go wrong seems to be going wrong. And sometimes you and I, we find ourselves in the middle of a storm, and God is saying to us tonight, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get discouraged. Don't allow the devil to get you to the point of being depressed, amen. We're going to go through the word of God tonight, amen. And I declare and decree that this word is going to pivot you into another position in God, amen. Another position in God that's going to bring more power to your life, amen. So let's look at this. So Jesus and the disciples are in the storm, and they were in the ship, and everything was peaceful. Everything was going well, and that happens so often in our lives where everything is peaceful, everything is going well, and then it seems like everything starts to go crazy, amen. And that's what happened with these disciples. All of a sudden, a tsunami hit that ship. All of a sudden, it's like a hurricane and a tornado and a tsunami mixed up together hit that ship. The Bible commentator said that the waves came from underneath the earth, amen. It was a quaking. It was like a shaking, like an earthquake, amen, of the sea, amen, that the waves came from 650 feet beneath sea level, amen. And that was some song for the waters to come up from that, amen, the ground to be shaken from that depth, amen, in order to bring all of these great waves, amen, upon this ship, amen, so that the ship was now filled with water, amen. But the Bible says Jesus was asleep, amen, hallelujah. And that's what we have to know right now, that Jesus is not frustrated. He's not scared. He's not surprised. He's not shocked by what's going on in our lives, amen. He is resting and knowing that you already have the victory. He is resting and knowing that he has already given you the victory. I said Jesus is resting and knowing that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Amen. But the disciples did not know this, and they panicked. You know, sometimes we panic. We panic. Like, how am I going to pay these bills? And what am I going to do about what's going on with my children? And I have a foreclosure notice, and I don't have the money that they're asking for by this certain date. And my bills are bigger than my money. You know, so many times we're going through these different scenarios in life, these different storms in life, and it seems like God is sleeping. It seems like God has just left us out there by ourselves, you know, and we panic like the disciples did. And we start crying out, Jesus, where are you? Don't you see what's going on with me? Don't you see that I'm about to perish? Don't you see that my marriage is falling apart? Don't you see that my kids are getting ready to self-destruct? Don't you see that I'm bankrupt? You know, I have no money. And we begin to panic, and I want to tell you today that that is not the reaction that God wants from us. Yeah, God doesn't want you to panic when things go wrong in your life. God doesn't want you to begin to speak faithless words over your situation. As you can see here in the scripture, Jesus rebuked them. He rebuked the disciples. He said, where is your faith? I just ran into a Roman centurion. He doesn't even believe in me. And he just told me to send the word, and his servant that was at his house would be healed. I just ran into a leper who doesn't even have the ability to be inside the camp. And he believed that I was Lord, and he asked me to heal him, and he had the faith to be healed. I just ran into the scribe, my God, who is nothing but about pomp and circumstance. The scribe doesn't really want anything to do with me, but the scribe knew enough to come and say, let me follow you, even though he had the wrong motives. And you have been walking with me, and you have been with me and seen me heal the sick and open the eyes of the blind and do all of these miracles, but yet you still don't believe. You still don't believe that I am the Lord of the miracles. Let me tell you something right now. Jesus is the Lord of the miracles. Amen. There is nothing impossible for him. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're in the middle of a storm, keep listening. And even if you're not in the middle of a storm, keep listening. Because we always say that either people are in a storm, coming out of a storm, or just getting ready to go into another storm. Amen. And I'm not speaking anything on your life or any attacks to come against your life, but what I'm saying is the devil is always lurking, amen, seeking whom he may devour, amen. That's why the Bible tells us to keep on our armor, to keep on the full armor of God. So today what we're doing is putting on some more armor because, you know, the word of God is part of the armor. Come on, somebody. Amen. So let's look at some more scripture here. Let's go over to the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, have I not commanded thee? Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And that's what I was saying, church. God is with you. God is with you, my sister. God is with you, my brother. And God is saying, in the middle of the storm, not only do we have to have faith, but we have to have strength and courage to endure the storm. Amen. And God wants us not to be afraid, because he tells us in the Bible that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So Joshua reminds us that the book of Joshua, Moses reminds us that God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Who wrote the book of Joshua, Pastor? Joshua, not Moses. Joshua, because Moses is dead. Come on, somebody. Joshua wrote the book of Joshua. He reminds us that God is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go over to the book of Isaiah. And I want you to take note. Just write that down, right? God is with me. Psalm. I said that on Sunday. Jesus is the master of the psalm. And then write, God is with me. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We have to be very certain that God's word is true. And not only is God's word true, but let me say this to you. Not only is God's word true, but God's word is true for you. God's word is true for your life. Amen. So when you're reading the scriptures, read it like God is talking. He is. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. Are you there? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. It says, God giveth power to the faint, and to them who have no might, he increaseth. Amen. It says, God giveth power to the faint. And that word for faint is weary. That word is translated as weary. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, to them that have no strength, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible is telling us that no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you will get weary sometimes. You will get tired. You will feel weak. You will feel like you don't have the strength to continue to press on, to continue to live this great life that God has ordained for you to live. But the Bible tells us that you're not alone. Everybody, strong, young or old, gets weary. But he said, those who wait on the Lord, my. And that word for wait is translated to wait, to look for, to hope, to expect, to wait or look eagerly for, to lie in wait for, to linger for. You know, we're waiting on God. We're looking for God to do something in the middle of our situation. You're not just giving up, amen. We can't just give up. We can't just say, oh, well, it is what it is. But we have to continue to trust, believe, and look for God to move in the middle of our situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, when you wait on the Lord like that, it says, when you wait on the Lord, you will, that it says, that you will renew your strength. You will renew your strength. You're going to get a new strength, a new vigor, a new energy. Amen. And it says you will mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to rise up above your circumstances, rise up above that situation that's trying to take you out. You will run and not be weary, and you will walk and not faint. In other words, you'll be able to go on. You'll be able to go on. There's an old song that says, I feel like going on. Yeah, that'll be your story. That'll be your song that you feel like going on. Let's go one chapter over to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. We're talking about strength. We're talking about God renewing our strength. Isaiah 41, 10. We're talking about God renewing our strength when we feel like giving up. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not thou, again, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Listen to God. He said, not only will you renew your strength, but he said, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yeah, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, my. When you're weak, you're too weak, and you don't feel like you have the strength, and you feel like your strength is not being renewed. You say, Pastor Rebecca, what if I don't renew my strength? Then God will strengthen you. God will help you. God will uphold you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to let you fall. God is not going to let you fall. Let's look at Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 28. This is a very familiar scripture. Matthew 11, 28. And this is Jesus speaking. Matthew 11, 28. Jesus says, come unto me, my God. What to do when you feel like giving up? How to keep moving forward when you feel like giving up? Come to Jesus. Not just at the time of salvation, but whenever trouble hits, whenever you feel like communing with him, whenever you feel like praising him, whenever you feel like worshiping him, he says, come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labor, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come to me, all you who grow weary. That word for labor is translated to grow weary, tired, exhausted. All you that labor and are heavy laden, you're burdened, you're weary, you're burdened by life. Some of us are burdened by this holiday season that has come upon us to our mailbox every day. Some of us are burdened as we believe in God for things to come to pass that have been prophesied over our lives that have not yet come to pass. And Jesus said, come to me. Uh-huh. And that's as simple as a prayer. That's as simple as coming to God in praise and worship. And it's as simple as coming to church, because sometimes all you can do is sit yourself in the pew. Oh, my God. Sometimes all you can do is sit yourself into a pew. And Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. I have exactly what you need, amen, that's going to help you when you're weary, when you're feeling burdened. You know, some of us are carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. We're Christians. We're believers. We believe in God, but we're burdened. We're burdened. And God is saying, I don't want you to carry that burden. Come and give me that burden. He said, I will give you rest. He said, I will give you rest. And look at that next verse. He says, take my yoke upon you. He said, yoke up with me. Oh, my God. You know, if you want to be yoked up with anything or anybody, you want to be yoked up with Jesus. Oh, my God. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's what we're doing tonight. We're learning of Jesus. We're getting a better understanding, a greater insight, a greater understanding of Jesus. We're not learning principles. We're not learning about keys to success. We're not learning about positive thinking. We are learning about Jesus. We're not even learning about doing anything in our own strength. We are learning about Jesus and the power that is to be found in him. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. You shall find rest for your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. I can praise God on that all by itself. Amen. And let's look at verse 30. It says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Uh-huh. There's nothing too heavy for Jesus. Uh-huh. There's nothing that you're going through that's too deep, that's too big, that's too impossible, that's too far-fetched for Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, once you give it to me, it becomes my burden, and it's light stuff. It's light stuff. It might be heavy for us, but it's light for him. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. He is an awesome God. So then allow him to take that yoke. Amen. Let's look a little bit deeper. Let's look a little bit deeper. Amen. Let's go over to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Just got to shed it down. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Mark. Yeah. Mark chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 27, Mark 10, 27. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Mark 10, 27, it says, and Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. And then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all, we left everything, and have followed you. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, hear this, you got to hear this. There is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He says in verse 31, but many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Now Jesus is making some assurances here. Amen. This text is talking about entering into the kingdom of God. And he was earlier saying that it's impossible. He said how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. To go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And that is what led into this conversation. That was verse 24 through 25. And that was what led into this conversation about it being impossible for man, but possible for God. Amen. Jesus wasn't saying that we couldn't be rich. He was saying that if we trust in riches, come on, somebody, if we put our trust in riches, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Because what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is where God has dominion in the lives of those who are in his kingdom. Come on, somebody. So if I trust in riches, then that means that money has dominion in my life. So Jesus was saying, no, money can't have dominion in your life. I have to have dominion. I'm talking to you about my kingdom right now. And unless you're willing to give me dominion, then all of your riches are not going to help you. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the disciples wanted to know how this could be possible. And Jesus began to say, not only is this possible with God, but he went on to take it a step further and said, with God, all things. I said, all things are possible. You got to hear God. You have to hear God on tonight. With God, all things. And Jesus began to go a little bit further because Peter went to say, look, we left everything to you. What do you mean? You have dominion in our lives. And Jesus said, if that's the truth, Peter, if that's the truth, if you have left everything, your mother, your father, your children, what he meant is if you put me first above all of this stuff, then you're going to get 100-fold more now in this life, not when you get to heaven. Come on, we're not talking a pie in the sky gospel. Not when you get to heaven. You don't have to be poor on this earth. My God, you don't have to be alone without family on this earth realm. He's not talking about not being in relationship with your mother, your father, your wife, your children. He's not talking about that. He's saying, put me first. Put me over all of them. Put me over the land. Put me over the money. Put me over the car. Put me over the career. Put me over riches. He said, put me over everything, and then I will give you everything. Come on, somebody. I preach this all the time. If we give God everything, if we give him our heart, our total heart, and put him above everything, there is nothing, nothing, the Bible says, that he will withhold from us. If you give God everything, see, why am I talking about this? Because a lot of our concern is over our children, A lot of us want to give up on our marriages. A lot of us want to give up on our jobs or our careers. We want to give up on believing God to pay that bill. We want to give up on having a good relationship with our family. We want to give up on buying that house or keeping that house. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to up on this Word Wednesday? We want to give up on the promises of God, but Jesus here gives us an assurance that if you give up everything for me, I will give you everything. And that's another key to how you can keep moving forward. If you know you've given him, oh God, I'm making myself happy right now. If you know you have given God everything, do you have some stuff coming to you? So take a look at what's missing. Take a look at what's lacking. Take a look at what's frustrating you. Take a look at what's concerning you. And then go ahead and give God hallelujah. 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 I say hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. My God, Pastor said he receives it. Amen. I receive it too. Amen. Hallelujah. Over to the book of Jeremiah, this is another familiar text, Jeremiah 29, Jeremiah 29, 11, Jeremiah 29 is another very familiar text. Hallelujah. I pray this is helping someone to be encouraged. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. We're going to read 11 through 14. I pray you're writing these scriptures down, amen, so that you could go back and reference. You could always come back and listen to the recording. Jeremiah 29, I'm going to start with verse 12. Verse 12. And see what I have. I have 11. 11 through 14. And God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, and I will bring you again to the place where I caused you to be carried away captive." God wants to restore you. Yeah. Yeah. See, a lot of the times we're not even close to where God wants to take us. We're not even close to where God has promised that he would take us. We're not even close to obtaining the promises of God. And God is reminding us here that what's missing is that you need to seek me with your whole heart. You need to call upon me. You need to turn your heart toward me and pray to me. And he said, then I will hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. See, the enemy is crafty. He's so, so crafty. Oh, my God. He is so crafty because what he does is get our minds off of God and put our minds on up. And that's why we get to the point sometimes where we feel frustrated and discouraged, you know, when we feel like throwing in the towel and walking away. Sometimes we feel like walking away from God. And God is saying, I'm going to bring you back to the place where you have wandered from. Amen. And even the place where I allowed you to go into captivity. Because how many of you know that when you walk away from God, the enemy has a trap right there waiting for you, and God will allow you. God will allow you to walk right into that trap. Amen. He won't allow it to hurt you. He won't allow it to kill you, but it will give you a lesson, amen, to turn you back to God. I mean, look at the prodigal son when he said, give me everything. I want my stuff now. And he took everything that his father was going to leave to him as an inheritance. He took his inheritance. Oh, my God. He took his inheritance and went and wasted it away with all kinds of crazy living. My God, the Bible says riotous living, all kinds of orgies and drunkenness and all kinds of fleshly, carnal living. And he took the blessings of his father, oh, my God, and went out there with the pigs. He ended up, the Bible says he ended up with the pigs. Come on, somebody. And the Bible tells us not to cast our pearls to swine. Oh, glory. My God, he went out there living with people and hanging with people that he had no business living and hanging with, spending his blessings upon people that it wasn't intended for. Your blessings are not intended for you to go out there and squander on riotous living. My God. My God. So we have to stay looking unto the Lord, amen, to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have to stay with God, stay in the house. If this young man has stayed in the house, amen, but God restores him. Come on, somebody. I love this. The gospel is good news. Oh, I said the gospel is good news. God restored him. God restored him. God restored them. This young man went back to his father. His father was waiting with open arms. And that's how our father is. When we take our blessings and squander them, when we misuse the blessings, when we come back to our senses and come back. Amen. And that's what God is saying here. This is this prodigal son right here in this scripture. He said, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back. And I'm going to restore you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 also lets us know that God already has a plan. Let me tell you something. God already has a plan for your life, and it's good. I know what you're looking at right now. I know for some of you it doesn't look good, but I want to encourage you today. Keep moving forward with God. God already has a plan. He said, I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil. So if you're looking at evil, come on, God's getting ready to flip the script on that thing. Turn it around. Somebody say God's getting ready to turn this thing around. God is the God of the turnaround. Amen. Praise God. Let's talk about God. Plan. I was meditating on this scripture, this thing got so good to me, I almost didn't make it to Word Wednesday. Let's look at Isaiah 55. God is, I love the word of God because his word verifies itself. The word of God verifies itself with the word of God. Somebody write that down. The word of God verifies itself with the word of God. God will not contradict himself. And you will find agreement with the word of God. As long as you're not taking it out of context, you will find agreement throughout the text, throughout the Bible, throughout the 66 books of the Bible. You will find that the word agrees with itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29, Isaiah 55. Thank you, Pastor. We just came out of Jeremiah 29. I thank God for Bible scholars who are paying attention, Bible students who are paying attention. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Did I say verse 8? Okay, let me keep going. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the... Thank you, Pastor. I'm still on Jeremiah. I'm like, that's not what I want. Isaiah 55, verse 8. I'm on the computer. I'm turning pages on the computer, so I didn't click my mouth to turn to the next text. Amen. Isaiah 55, 8. This is what I'm looking for. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and makes it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy. Oh, come on. God's going to restore your joy. I'm telling you. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. What? As a result of the word. As a result of the manifestation of the word. As a result of the plan that I have for you in my word. Come on, somebody. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Everywhere you look is going to be joy and peace. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hear God. Hear God, no matter what you're thinking right now, no matter which way you think it might be best for you to go, if it's not lined up with the word of God, you're off course. Yeah. And no matter what is going on in your mind, the devil might be trying to tell you you're worthless, it's no use, you might as well quit, you might as well give up, it's never going to change. If that's the way, if that was in your thoughts, then those are not God's thoughts. Yeah. God says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Yeah. He's saying, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Listen, no matter where you are in life right now, God wants to take you higher. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to hear me right now. No matter what's going on right now, no matter if you're having a hard time, or even if you're on the easy road, and everything is going well, God wants to take you higher. Not only does He want to take you higher, but He's going to take you higher. Somebody say, "I'm about to go higher. I'm going higher in the Lord." He says, my ways, my thoughts are higher. He says the rain, just like I show you the rain and the snow coming down from heaven, and it comes and it waters the earth and it makes it bring forth and bud and everything comes up roses. He says the same way is my word that comes down from where? Heaven. Oh, my God. He says, so are my word that comes down from heaven. He said it comes forth out of my mouth. My God, I'm speaking from my throne in heaven over your life. Let your will be done on earth as you already ordained in heaven. Let your will be done, Lord, as you already spoke it out of your mouth in heaven. He said, my word won't come back to me void. It will accomplish that which I sent it to do. It will prosper you. It will bring forth fruit in your life. Your season of barrenness is over. Oh, I said your season of barrenness is over. And that's not just me being a prophet, but that's verse 13. It says, instead of the thorn, you're going to get the fir tree. Instead of the briar, you're going to get the myrtle. My God. You're going to get, instead of thorns and briars, you're going to get the fir and the myrtle. You're going to prosper. You're going to bring forth fruit. My God. You're going to bring forth, my God. You're going to bring forth So if you're weary and saying, God, when, Lord, when? When am I going to produce? When am I going to prosper? When am I going to succeed? God says, hold on, it's coming. It's coming. My word will not come back to me void, he said, because it has to prosper your life so that it could be bring glory to my name. So that your life, oh my God, can bring glory to my name, so that what's happening in your life shall bring glory to my name. Go ahead and praise God right there. Hallelujah. I'm almost finished. Let's look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 6. Oh, praise God for your word. Lord, we praise you for your word. God, we glorify you for your word. We're eating good. We're eating good on these word Wednesdays. We thank God for the word Wednesday. My God. Galatians chapter 6. And I want you to write Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 13. Write it if you've been taking notes. Write God's plan revealed. If you want to know what God's plan is for your life, you go ahead and you write God's plan revealed for Isaiah 55. You take Isaiah 55, 8 through 13. God's plan is to prosper you. Jeremiah and Isaiah, they agree with each other that God's plan is to prosper us, to bless us. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 through 10. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh eat corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. My God, this scripture is so full. God, he starts out here by telling us, listen, in verse 4, he says, look, compare yourself to anybody else. You know, a lot of times we feel like giving up and we get frustrated because we look at the grass on the other side. Oh, how do you know the grass always looks greener on the other side? Yeah. The grass always looks greener on the other side, but you go and you walk over there to your next door neighbor's lawn, and you're going to see the patches of dry grass. You're going to see the little bugs under the surface. Come on. You want to see the weeds over there. And it's the same way with somebody's life. You look at somebody's life, and they look like they're more blessed than you. They look like their children are more blessed. Their marriage is more blessed. They look like their ministry is more blessed. Their church is more blessed. But I'm telling you, the grass always looks greener on the other side. Because if you step into that man or that woman's shoes, you will see that they got all kinds of mess going on. Their own problems. They said, bear your own burden. Oh, bear your own burden. Because that person that you've been hating on, that person that you might be a little bit, the devil is trying to make you jealous of, that person has their own burden. Oh. You're too busy carrying your own burden. You don't have time to look at somebody else and get jealous or compete or compare yourself with that person. because that's going to make you weary. That's going to make you want to quit. Oh my God. If I stay on Facebook long enough looking at other people's blessings and trying to let the devil mess with my head, if I'm not constantly fighting, my God, in the spirit realm, I will get weary. But I refuse to compare myself. Come on, somebody. I refuse to compare myself with another person or compete. Do what God called you to do. Stay in your own lane. My God. God has put some gifts on the inside of you. God has some blessings in store for you. God has a marriage, a house, a car, ministry for you, money for you. So you don't have to worry about what's going on with your neighbor. God's got some blessings for you. Amen. And he says here, he says, don't be mocked. He said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Amen. And he went on to say, as you sow, be careful how you sow. Paul is saying, be careful how you sow. If you sow to the spirit, then you will reap things of the spirit, but you will reap life. But if you sow in life, that word for life is Zoe, or everlasting life, abundant life, a rich life, a blessed life, as you sow to what? The spirit. But if you sow to the flesh is the carnal nature of a man or a woman. If we sow to our carnal nature, then we're going to reap corruption. Amen. So we want to continue doing what we're doing tonight, sow to the spirit. Amen. I don't want to go over this too fast. It says we should share verse 6, because we preach all around this scripture. Verse 6, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now, I'm not asking for an offering. But what I'm saying to you is be a blessing to those who teach you in the word. You know, new creation, be a blessing to your pastor. You know, you never know what we're going through. You never know if we even have a need. You know, sow financially into the lives of your pastors, not just your tithes, amen, because that belongs to the church, amen. That belongs to God. But be a blessing to your man of God, your woman of God. Say, pastor, here's $50 for you. Go take yourself to dinner. Here's something for you to go shopping with. You know, here's something for you to put some gas in your car. Amen. Because that's the word. It says communicate, share with them that when you are blessed in the natural. I know I have some blessed people on this line right now because New Creation Christian Ministries is a blessed church. God is constantly opening doors and giving us raises and promotions. Amen. And as you sit up under this word, you're being blessed in the natural. And God says, share with your natural things with those who communicated with you and taught you in the spiritual things. Come on, somebody. It says, don't grow weary in doing well. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, don't grow weary in doing well. Don't grow weary in doing good. And this is another thing for those of you who are feeling discouraged, my God, on today, and feeling like you might want to give up. Go and do something good for somebody. Yeah. Go and do something good. Because when you do good, you feel good. Yeah. It's a chain reaction. As you do good, you're sowing to the spirit. You do good, you will feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. So go ahead and be a blessing to somebody. And let me tell you another thing about sowing and reaping. As you bless somebody else, you will be blessed. Come on. Hey, glory. As you bless, I feel God. Yeah, I got to take a praise break right there. As you bless somebody else, you will be blessed. You will reap as you sow. Amen. Hallelujah. As you make someone else happy, happiness will come back to you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying this is what we need Galatians 6. God is saying there is a due season. He says, you will reap in your due season. In due season, the Bible says, you will reap if you what? If you don't give up. Do. That word do is translated pertaining to oneself. belonging to one, your own. And then the word for season is, that's that word kairos that we use, K-A-I-R-O-S, kairos. And that is translated as the right time, a season, a fixed or and definite time, a fixed and definite time. So in your own right time, you will reap if you faint not. Grow weary and well-doing, because in your own right time, in your own, not your neighbor, not your friend down the street, not your spouse, not your kids, but in your own right time, you will reap if you faint not. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one more definition for kairos is always. You will always reap if you faint not. Because God is not a man that he would lie, nor is the Son of Man that he would repent and change his mind about what he said about you. I want to give God the praise right there where you are. I know we are not in the sanctuary, but go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Can we do two more quick scriptures? I have 3 minutes, but let's see. Second Peter 3 says, in your own season, I said in your own season, you're going to faint, right? But look at this. Look at how God lines this up. Look at verse 8, 2 Peter 3:8. 2 Peter 3:8 says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. Come on, somebody. What does that mean? Listen, are you ready? Hold on to your seat. Hold on to your seat. God told me to tell you that what that scripture means, that a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. That means that God can shift your season suddenly. Jesus, hallelujah. God can shift your season suddenly. Listen, I don't care how far it looks like you are from the goal or the finish line. I don't know how long you've been in it and how long you've been waiting. I know the pressure's been turned up and it feels like God's not moving, but God can shift your season suddenly, in one day, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is how we keep ourselves quitting. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. Our last scripture, and this is it. We're quitting. We're going home. We're not quitting. We're going to stop our word Wednesday. We will never quit. We will never give up. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to go. I said we're going home. Well, most of us are home. Amen. But we're going to go have some dinner and spend some time with our family. Hebrews chapter 12. This is our last scripture. I know you hate to see it end, but we're full. We have eaten on this word Wednesday of the word of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. My God, hallelujah. Yes, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Hallelujah. And that's God, all God is saying to us, is that he is no respecter of persons. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Just look around at somebody that has the praise report. Hook up with them and know that you are next. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and lay aside every weight. Lay aside every burden. Lay aside the pressure and depression, the carnal nature, which is trying to get you to quit, trying to get you to not believe God, trying to get you to back up from God and go back into the world. These things so easily beset us and get us off track and let us run. My God, you shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. Let us run with patience and perseverance. The race, this is a race, is not given to the swift, but to those that endure. Let us run this race that is set before us. Looking unto whom? Not looking unto over at the grass on the other side, but looking unto Jesus. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. We know that Jesus sat down and he sat down at the cross, or sat down at the right hand of God after he endured our sin on the cross. And he said, it is finished. Come on, somebody. He said, it is finished. My God, it is finished. It's a done deal. Everything that you believe in God for, according to his word, it's a done deal. Continue to believe God. I know the waves are coming into the boat, but it's a done deal. I know the winds are blowing from every direction, but it's a done deal. You shall not go under. You shall not, my God, you shall not go out like a loser. You are already winning. God has already given you the victory in Jesus. Continue to believe. Don't get weary and faint in your minds. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It's that keep your mind stayed on Jesus so that you won't get weary and faint in your minds. Because if the devil could get your mind, he can get you to sit down somewhere and quit. But you got to say, oh, no, I won't quit. Oh, no, I won't throw in the towel. Oh, no, I won't give up on God, because God's not giving up on me. I'm going to continue to run this race. I'm going to get my crown. I'm going to get my prize. I'm going to get my blessing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Stay in his presence. Keep believing God. Stay in his word. Don't forget the exhortation that's been spoken to you on tonight. Believe God. Take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God, my God. And know that you are already victorious, because God said in his word that he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So you are already victorious. You are already more than a conqueror. You are already a winner. Go on, run on, and see what God's getting ready to do for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, my God, let's pray. Father God, we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you for this Word Wednesday on tonight, God. We thank you for every person that attended and every person that listened to the recording. And God, I thank you, Lord, that we are not going to give up. We are not going to throw in the towel. We're not going to quit, God. But we're going to continue to run this race, oh God, that's been set before us. We're running this race with faith, knowing that Jesus is the master of any storm that will try to rise up in our lives, knowing that we always triumph in Christ Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that there's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you for your word tonight. And we thank you that your word will not come back void without prospering us, without manifesting in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo, Jesus. Woo! My God. My God. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. We're going to take a prayer request. I see a hand raised. We're going to take a prayer request. Amen. We do take an altar call on Word Wednesday. We're going to take this altar call. So if you have a prayer request, we will take it really quick before we go down from this place. Area code 908. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca. I pressed one by mistake, but maybe I didn't. This is Cece.
Amen.
I was calling and listening to the Bible study tonight. but I'm never in a position where I can't accept some prayer.
Amen.
So I'm asking
God
for general prayer
for
tonight.
You. Let me pray for you. But there are no mistakes in God. There are no mistakes
Amen.
In God. We thank God for you pressing one on tonight. Father God, we praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. Thank you for Sister Cece. Thank you for your hand upon her life as she pressed away, Father God, to our virtual sanctuary, oh God, to receive on Word Wednesday tonight, God. And Lord, I ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her, continue to give her. Let this word, oh, my God, let this word, Father God, manifest in her life in a mighty way, God. I don't know what she's walking through right now, God. Wherever she finds herself, God, I thank you that you are taking her higher. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking her higher, oh, God. That you're lifting her up higher, oh God. That you're bringing manifestation of all the prophetic declarations that have been declared over her life. We thank you, Lord, that your word is not coming back to you void, but is prospering
Amen.
That this woman of God, that is prospering this daughter of Zion, that is prospering her children, that is prospering her grandchildren, that is prospering
yes,
her, that she is blessed when she comes and blessed when she goes out, oh God.
Praise
Lord,
God.
I thank you, and we release blessings over her life tonight. God, that as she goes down from this sanctuary, oh God, that she goes down
yes,
encouraged, that she goes down with new strength. I speak new strength unto her, oh God.
Yes,
I lay hands on her in the spirit realm. And I speak new strength over her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for
praise
total
God.
Restoration, oh God, of everything that the devil has come in and tried to disrupt or destroy, oh God. I speak total
yes,
restoration
Jesus.
Over her life right now, oh God, that
yes,
you are
Lord.
Restoring
you,
her peace, that you are restoring
Amen.
Her joy, that you are restoring her prosperity, that
Amen.
You are restoring even everything that has been destroyed and every storm that she has faced in her
yes,
life.
Lord.
So, Lord, we
yes,
just thank
Jesus.
You and we bless you, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
And we praise you
bless
all tonight, God, for blessing your daughter. God says, I call you daughter. You are my daughter. You are my daughter.
Amen.
I call you daughter. And I will not withhold my hand from you, says God. Hallelujah. My hand is outstretched towards you. Huh? Hallelujah. As you press yourself, as you press to realm over your life,
praise
and there
God.
Are some
thank
impossible
you,
things that I am manifesting possibilities over on tonight, says God.
Yes,
in
sir.
Jesus' name. God said there are some impossible things that I am manifesting possibilities over on tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Father.
So
thank
God
you so
bless
much
you.
For that prayer. Thank
yes.
you.
Amen.
God bless you also and Pastor Anthony.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We'll see you soon. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Keep pressing
love
forward.
You guys,
Amen.
I sure
Amen.
Will.
God bless Amen. Amen. We have one more prayer altar call. We have one more altar call. Area code 706. God bless you.
Praise you, Lord. God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored. The Most High God. Thank you so much for asking. I'm Sister Cody, and I'm calling from Georgia. And I endured your word with forth. I received it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now just asking for prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father, we
thank you,
for
Father.
Sister Cody, you said Cody?
Yes, ma'am.
Cody? Father God, we thank you for Sister Cody on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that she is your servant, oh God, that she, Father God, has a heart, Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
For Father God,
thank
all
you,
of you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Her heart,
thank
God,
you,
that I hear her
yes,
heart cry
in the name
tonight,
of
God.
Jesus.
Lord, let it be
yes,
about
Lord.
You and not
thank
about
you,
me. I am your servant.
Yes,
I am your maidservant,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
And I am coming to your throne tonight
yes,
for
Lord.
Prayer.
In the
so,
name
Lord,
of
we
Jesus.
Are praying
yes,
for Sister Cody, God, that you will open
yes,
up the
Lord.
Heavens
thank
over her
you,
life, oh
God,
and release even the more of your peace, your joy, oh God.
Lord,
continue to release your plan, oh God, over her life on tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for
thank
her family,
you.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray
we thank
over her
you in the
family
name of
over
Jesus.
Tonight, God.
Yes, Lord,
I bind
in
up the hand of
Jesus.
The enemy, oh God.
Oh, yes,
that even
Lord,
has
Father
set
God,
Father God,
thank
to come
you.
Against Father God
in the
things
name
that
of
are very
Jesus.
Dear and near to
yes,
her,
Lord,
oh God.
In the name
and Lord,
of
we
Jesus.
Declare and decree on
oh,
tonight
God, in
that
the name
enemy
of Jesus.
Is yet defeated
in the
and
name
that there is
Jesus.
No weapon that is formed
yes,
against Sister Cody or her family that will prosper,
Jesus.
Oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For putting a hedge of protection,
yes, Lord,
around
thank
her, God.
Jesus.
I thank you,
in
Lord,
the name
we
of
plead
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus over her
oh,
life.
Oh, yes, Lord,
tonight,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Lord, she has a heart
yes,
for
Lord,
you,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus.
Lord,
oh, God, we thank you.
She is moving
yes,
forward,
Lord,
oh, God,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank
you,
Father God.
I see you with a shield.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I see you with
thank
the
you,
full
Jesus.
Armor of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I see you
yes,
moving
Lord.
Faithfully
in the name of Jesus.
You are not
thank
one
you,
to
Father
be
God.
Deterred. You are not
thank
one
you,
to
Jesus.
Be taken off track.
Thank you, Father
you
God.
You are not one who
thank
will
you,
give
Jesus.
Up easily.
Yes, Lord.
You are not one
thank
who will
Jesus.
Give up.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
even
Jesus.
Though the
in the name of Jesus.
May come, you are not
yes,
one
Lord.
Who will sway from
thank
what God
Jesus.
Has given you
yes,
to
Lord.
Do.
Thank
so,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord,
thank
that she
you,
has
Jesus.
Her mind made up.
Thank
and
you,
that she
Jesus.
Has her mind
thank
made
you,
on
Jesus.
You, Lord. Continue to keep her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue to bless her. Lord, I ask
thank
that
you,
you will
Jesus.
Strengthen her. For
thank
every,
you, Jesus.
For every,
yes, Lord.
My God, for every key
na, na,
in her armor.
Oh, yes,
every,
Lord.
For every arrow
thank
that has
you,
been
Jesus.
Sent her way.
Thank you, Jesus.
For
glory
every,
God, yes,
hit
Lord.
That she has to take.
Yeah.
Lord,
yes,
I
Lord.
Ask Father
thank
God
you,
that you would, Father God, just strengthen
yes,
her,
Lord.
Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heal
yes, Lord.
Her, oh God, for every
thank
injury.
You, Jesus.
Heal
yes,
her
Lord.
For every
thank
area
you,
where her heart may have been injured.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heal
yes,
her for
Lord.
Every
thank
area,
you,
oh God, where she has had
yes, Lord.
To have someone walk away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Heal her for every area,
thank
for
you,
Father
Jesus.
God,
yes,
where
Lord.
She has been, oh my God, betrayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father
yes,
God, heal
Lord.
Her for every area where the enemy has
yes,
tried to
Lord.
Come in and
yes,
touch
Lord.
Her heart.
Yes,
so, Lord,
Lord,
we just thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For total healing over her life.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
And, Lord, I see her picking herself up, my God. My
thank
God,
you,
my God, my God.
Yes, Lord,
and
yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
I see
yes,
you
Lord.
Picking her up and taking her higher.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Lord.
Not about
thank you,
so, Lord,
Jesus. Yes,
to
Lord.
Edify her. Continue to
thank
equip
you,
her.
God, in the name of
continue,
Jesus.
God, to oh, glory.
Yes,
anoint
Lord.
Her
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, no. Hey,
for the
oh, God. Thank you,
that
Jesus.
That you have given her in
yes,
this
Lord.
Earth realm.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Oh, Baba.
Thank you. Yeah, no. Say, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
To bless her and keep her, God.
Yeah, no. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
The money.
Yeah, no.
Do
shut.
The call to the Jew, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Send the money,
yes,
God. Send the money. Send the money.
Thank you, Jesus.
Send not
yes,
for her,
Lord.
But for what you call
thank
her to do.
Jesus.
Send the
yes,
money,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Send
thank
it in,
you,
God.
Jesus.
Send it
in, thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Send
yes, Lord. Thank you,
send
Jesus.
Send it in, God. Send it in,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. And we praise
thank
you.
You.
Oh, Baba Kosha.
Yes,
hey,
God. Thank you.
God said, I
thank you, Jesus.
I pour it
thank you, Jesus.
Tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oil.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you. Hey, no.
You.
Thank
wow.
you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Because
thank
there's
you,
yet
Jesus.
Work for you to do, says God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm bringing you up out of the cave, says the Lord.
Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. So,
in
Lord,
the name
we thank
of Jesus.
You and we praise you for your
yes,
wellness
Lord.
Service.
Thank
they
you,
don't
Jesus.
Know. They have no clue. Ah, oh, glory. As a who
yeah,
I
no, Shadia.
Ah,
thank
says
you, Jesus.
The Lord. But they don't
thank
dictate
you,
to your to who I called you to be. God says,
thank
I
you,
called
Jesus.
You.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Dictate to that. In Jesus'
yes,
name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
wow.
amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, God, bless
God has
you.
Spoken to me about you a couple of months ago. He let me know that you had a word for me, and he has Woo. Ordained this time for me to call and to be involved on this call. And I receive every word I have wrote down, every scripture that you have given. And I will go back over and I will meditate on it because I needed a word from God tonight. And he has given it and I receive it in Jesus' name. And I thank you. I told you I was Sister Cody. My name is Prophetess Minnie Cody. And I thank God for you and your husband. Glory to God in Jesus' name.
Glory
to God in Jesus' name. We will talk. I used to live in Elizabeth, New Jersey. God brought my husband and myself down here in Crawfordville, Georgia, almost 9 years ago. I didn't know then, but I do know now. God bless you and your ministry. You know, Lord have mercy. And sometimes I catch you and your husband live when you do the posts and everything. You continue to do the work that God has called both of you to do in Jesus' name. Continue to speak the word. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't add to nothing. Don't add to God's words. Don't take nothing away from. I see you moving forward, forward, forward. And I will be purchasing two of your books. He none of them are shut yet. Say two of your hundred of them are shut. Mama shut yet. Hey, none of shut yet. Must say. Hey, none of shut yet. Say, I'm a shut. In the name of Jesus. I will be inboxing you for my send you my information so you we can stay in contact in the name of Jesus. We can stay in contact, and I can know how to get the information that I needed. You has been, you know, you are truly, you and your husband is truly great, awesome service of God, of Jesus Christ. Just continue to stay on the wall. Stay
praise
on the
God,
wall.
God.
In Jesus' name.
Glory,
we thank you for y'all.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you so much. Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Jesus. Woo. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Truly ordained.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Truly ordained.
Thank
and
you,
we
Jesus.
Thank God for you, prophetess. I thought, but I was, God knew it. He knew it. I said, God is so good, and he just affirmed
yes,
me
he
and
is.
You.
Yes, he is.
He just affirmed
yes,
the
is.
Both of us on tonight, and we just thank God for confirmation, and
yes.
all that he has planned to do. It shall not come to naught. It shall not
Amen.
Come
Amen. And
to
you
naught,
do know so. My sister. You do know my sister, too.
Okay, what is your sister's name?
Prophetess Apostle Tanita Perry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's my sister,
mm-hmm.
too. I love her.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Praise
God. That's
okay,
my
so
younger sister. I'm her oldest sister. Yes, we are.
Oh, that's your biological sister.
Yes. I'm her oldest sister.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm her oldest
wow.
sister. Praise God. Yes, it is. Yes,
oh,
it
wow.
is. Well, to God
Lord,
be the glory. It
the
was
Lord.
It's been such a blessing. You have truly, God has truly blessed my spirit tonight. And my God, and I was just laying there and I was just eating the word, eating, because I needed it. You know, we have
yes.
to feed our spirit man. Our spirit man must continue to be fed on the word of God. God bless you and your ministry, and may God keep his hand over you and your ministry. Stay under the umbrella.
Yes.
Stay under
yes,
the umbrella. Stay under
amen.
The umbrella in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a very blessed and prosperous week.
You too, prophetess. God bless you.
Thanks.
Amen.
God bless
praise
you too.
God.
Praise
amen.
God.
Look at God. Hallelujah. You come to be a blessing. That's what I taught tonight. As you bless others, God will bless you. And didn't that word come right back to me? It came right back to me. God sent the woman of God to speak a blessing. And when the prophet, he sent the prophet to speak a blessing over Pastor Anthony and myself. And when the prophet speaks a blessing, it does not come back void. Amen. So we receive that blessing on tonight. Please do. We're not in the sanctuary, so you can give tonight by going over to our website at nccmonline.org. You can give your offering tonight by going to the website at nccmonline.org, and you will be a blessing to the ministry. God bless you. We will see you Sunday. Remember, we're at 1482 Maple Avenue Side, New Jersey. Our service is at 12:30 on Sunday. Press your way to be in the house on Sunday and bring somebody with you. Amen. If you can, just invite people. We have some awesome invitation card. Just invite people to come out and be a part of what God is doing in Hillside. God bless you. We're not going out with a song. We're just going out with the word. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. We love you guys. Amen. Praise God.